Hey, rock and rollers, it's Whiskey and Rock, a backstage pass to learn about whiskey and spirits and hear stories from industry insiders and rock stars, real life rock stars. So get ready and join your hosts D-Rock and JR for the VIP whiskey experience you've been waiting for. Welcome to the Whiskey and Rock Show.
Is this called Payback today?
I think you'll like the Payback.
Okay, so JR brought in a shootout for us.
I did.
So okay, I'm excited for this. Any clue on where we're going with this?
I'm not going to give you any clues other than I think this is pours that I think you'll like.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, you've been very good to me the last couple of shootouts. You haven't pulled any shenanigans.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm not going to get down and dirty until you do.
All right. Well, fair game. That sounds good.
So right. If you want to start left to right.
Okay. Let's go. Number one here. Definitely get barrel. Brown sugar. Just kind of the usual things you would expect. All right. Let's try it. Okay. It's got some proof. Of course, it is the first thing I've drank again, so might not have proof, but yeah. Okay, I like that one. That's all a right. good one. Okay, all right. I'm going to move on to number two.
Then we'll come back.
Similar nose. Okay. Let's try it. Huh. Okay. I like it. Tastes similar to number one. Okay, let's go to three. All right. Okay. All right. They all taste really similar. Okay, just went back and tried all three.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely all taste very similar.
Okay.
Yeah. They are probably the same, just different years. let's see. Proof was about 110 somewhere.
Higher. A little higher. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all, I'll give, I mean, they're all between, I think, 113, 4, and 120.
Okay.
So close.
I would guess the third one is the hottest because it drank the hottest, but.
That is the middle one.
The middle one. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Man. Yeah. So these are all really good. Am I picking a favorite or?
Yeah. You can pick a favorite.
I might go with the third one.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
That's actually mine.
Okay.
And I would put it in that order too.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
So do you have any guesses?
It's really familiar. I probably should know, right?
I think these are a little hard to tell just from the nose and the palate.
Okay.
But once you find out what they are, you'll probably kick yourself.
Okay. Are these Kentucky?
Yes.
Okay. Major distiller?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's think here. I'm trying to think who would have varying different proofs like this. Give me a clue.
We actually did a similar blind at your house a while back.
Oh, wow.
It's not where I got the idea from, but I remember after I decided to bring these that I was like, oh, you know what? We actually did this.
We've done a lot.
Yes. That probably doesn't help you
too
much.
No, it does not. let's see. Are these bourbons?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are all bourbons?
Are there any, let me ask you this. Do you pull out any differences, as subtle as they may be, in any of the three pours?
The third one was a little spicier to
okay.
me. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's the biggest difference. One and two felt similar. Got me stumped.
What if I told you all three of them are completely different?
They are.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
But from one distiller.
One distiller, all three completely different. Okay. Are these Four Roses?
They are.
All right.
Four Roses single barrels.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, so I mean, we both have, you know, several
yes.
variations of these.
Yes.
And to be completely fair, the very first one you tried, that one's been open for probably a few years.
Okay.
The third one was a fresh crack today.
Oh, okay.
And the second one's probably been open for probably a couple of years as well. But the very first one, this is a single barrel store pick from our friends at Parkway. This is the OBSF recipe.
Yes.
And then when we get through, I'll tell you what all the recipes mean.
Okay, perfect.
The second one is from Liquor Planet. This is 113.4 proof. This is OESF.
Okay.
And then the third one, Fresh Crack, is another one from Parkway. This is OBSK.
OBSK.
Which, okay. If I'm not mistaken, I think, isn't that is that the standard? I forget which one's the standard single barrel recipe that they have.
Yeah, I think it's either... Is it OESK or OBS?
Yeah, I think it's one of the SKs.
Yeah.
But so that was that one. That one comes in at 118. So just a hair under the 120.
Okay.
So, you know, Four Roads, they have what, 10 different recipes?
Yeah, I think they're on the card too.
That's right. Yeah, they vary their mash bills and all that. So this first one that was OBSF, that means. You should get mint, fruity, spicy, full body. The second one, the OESF, is mint, fruity, and full body. And I did used to get a lot of mint on that,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get it this time. And this last one is the OBSK, and that is rich in spiciness and full body. And you got that spiciness.
Yeah.
So, spot on. So, I figured... Kind of fun just to taste through those and see if you can pick up, you know, the little subtle, because they are very close, mm-hmm. all of them, because it's what the different yeast they use, I think.
Right.
So that was what I brought in for you today.
Yeah, very. And what the price on these is it right around 99 to 110, is that right?
Yeah, I think usually they run, you can get them anywhere from like between 79 and 99.
Okay.
I think the distillery maybe has them a little higher.
Okay.
But stores have been kind of, you know, some of them have been marking some of them up because, you know, it's pretty hard to get a Four Roses barrel these days.
Yeah.
I know most stores, when they get them in, they tend to not hold on to them very mm-hmm. well. So
yeah.
If you see one in the stores, just grab it because it's not going to be there if you go back.
Yeah. Now those are great. I'm a big fan of Four Roses, single barrel. Private selection barrel proof, is that what? Yeah.
Yeah.
Barrel strength. Yeah.
Yeah. Barrel strength.
Yeah. Yeah. They're great. I had a chance to pick one a few years ago and that was just so much fun. I mean,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I think you're choosing, I think your first thing we chose, I think we had 7 barrels or 8 barrels.
Wow.
We sampled through and we took about.
Were those all the different?
They don't tell you what it is. So okay. It could be some of the same. It could be different years. They turn the barrel heads backwards.
Okay.
So you don't see what it is. So you go through and you narrow it down to 3. And then we vote on it, narrow it down to 3. And then you go out, then they reshuffle them, put those 3 there, then you pick the one.
Okay.
So, yeah, it was just a ton of fun. Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, very cool.
But, so, yeah, these are, I mean, I've got several of these. I haven't had a bad one.
Yeah.
They're all, some of them can be a little different, but, I mean, they're still really, really good.
Are you a fan of Four Roses in general?
I am. Yeah. I am. I love, I think one of the most underrated bourbons out there is the small batch select.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Like the $60.
Mm-hmm.
I always forget that it's in my cabinet, and then every now and then I'll come across it, I'll pull it out and just have a sip again, and I'm like, man, why am I not drinking more of this?
Yep.
It's really, really good.
Yeah. I used to always buy, what is it, the small batch? And
yep.
Then even the yellow label for 80 proof, I mean, it's still good. So, yeah.
Yeah, they do a really nice job. So... Big Four Roses fan. I know you are too.
Yeah. So. Thanks for bringing these in. That's a ton of fun. And then I think next week we're going to try a couple of new things or one new thing from New Riff.
Yes.
So we haven't.
Looking forward to this.
Anything we haven't had New Riff on yet, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think we have.
Yeah. So we've got their new 8-year.
Awesome.
That's just hitting the market now. So come back next week. We're going to try that. Looking forward to that. And until then, cheers.
Cheers.
It doesn't end here. For all things whiskey and rock, and for info on how to join our Patreon, just visit our website at whiskeyandrock.com. That's whiskey, A-N-D, rock. And of course, follow us, share us, do it, like it, love it. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Whiskey and Rock.